If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you joined us on the Climbing Higher broadcast. Today, I just want to invite all of you who have received a calling from the Lord to proclaim His gospel. That's right. If you've been called into the office of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and you are responsible for handling the Word of God, I want to invite you to our annual Preacher's Workshop. This year, our preaching workshop will be held on July 17th and 18th here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Now, Friday night, our special guest will be Bishop Keith Reed from Sharon Baptist Church. Saturday, oh, that's the treat time. We have various men of God coming to share with us on how the Word of God should be appropriately digested by the preacher first and then passed on to the people of God. So join us here at Bethel Deliverance International Church Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. I'll be looking for you to be here with us of those great services.
The Pastors and Preachers Weekend Workshop will be held on Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Register now at eventbrite.com by typing BDIFC in the search bar or by calling 215-885-2585. Let Jesus Christ be praised.
Concepts of faith that everyone cannot hold. Lord, I wish somebody could go on with me. Let me prove it to you from the Word of God. Elisha stops by a woman's house, and when he does so, she becomes so enamored with his anointing and ministry. She tells her husband, let's build him a room. It's called the prophet's chamber. She builds it next to her house, and she says, now, anytime this man comes through here, he'll have a place to stay. He will not have to stay at the Holiday Inn Select anymore. He can stay right here. Glory to God. So he saw that great act, and he decided, whoa, this is all right. This is fine by me. He liked staying in that place with the Egyptian cotton bed sheets. He loved those goose down feathers, and she was making sure the man had some egg whites and turkey's bacon every morning with dry rye toast and a glass of wheat germ juice. She was just taking care of the man of God. Yes, she was. And then one day he turned to her and he said, oh, you Shunammite woman. He said, you know what? You have been extremely hospitable. So here's what I'm going to do. He talks to Gehazi. He says, Gehazi, what is it that she's lacking? Gehazi said, well, you know she got money because she built you a room. You know she got money because she got servants. So she not poor. So what she missing is a child. Gehazi says, why don't we do something about it? Elijah said, ain't nothing to it but to do it. He walks up and says, come here, sis. Said, you're going to have yourself a baby. She said, oh, please, don't tease me. Don't mess with me. Don't do that to me. He said, because you've been so gracious and so kind, I'm going to speak this into existence. He don't go to God and ask God, can he say it? But because he's a prophet, he knows God's going to endorse what he says. That's why you prophetic people best be careful what you say. Prophets need to be slow to speak. Don't promise what God can't endorse. And so she gets pregnant, and he goes on about his merry way. Sometime later, the boy has grown up now. He's in adolescent years. He's out there working with his daddy in the fields. He's out there working without a hat on his head. And the sun beats down on his brain and cooks his brain. He falls out under heat stroke. The father looks over at the servants and says, what every man says, take him to his mother. And the servants scoop him up and carry him into mama. Mama puts him on her lap as if there's some medicinal cure to the lap of a mama. But I'm here to tell you it is. Devils are cast out on the laps of a mama. I'm telling you, sickness dies on the lap of a mama. That's why some of you are so bitter, because you didn't have a lap to sit in. And that's why you keep slipping in and out of bad relationships, trying to find a lap. But oh, if you had a lap, mama's lap. If you had mama's lap, then you won't need a man's lap or a woman's lap. But understand. And so the boy, after the boy dies, he succumbs to the heat stroke. She lays him on the bed in the prophet's room. Now, where did you used to run as a child when you had a bad dream? You run to somebody else's bed because the oppression came in your bed because you had the wrong people in your bed. And they left devils in your bed. And that's why you can't sleep till this day. I used to run to my mother and father's bed, my daddy. And it's funny, I never went to my daddy's side because I knew he would tell me to get back in the bed. Mama reached over and would just pull me right up between the both of them. Daddy would turn over and there I'd be laying there. That's why they didn't have any more children after me. I was birth control. She left that boy laying in the prophet's bed. She went downstairs. She told her husband. She said, I'm going to. He saw her run out with despair on her face. She said, baby, where are you going? She said, I'm going to go see the man of God. He says, you can't do that. It's neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, it shall be well. I need you to go back and search that out one day, and you're going to see how her speech changed. She told her husband, it shall be well. She got a hold of that young man and said, look, I need you to drive. She said, saddle me an ass. She said, and get them moving and don't slack until I tell you so. I don't care if there's potholes in the road. I don't care if you're running through the avenue where the wolves are. Just get me to the man of God. It shall be well. When she got close enough to the man of God, Gehazi says, look, there's that Shunammite woman. And Elisha says, oh, look at her. Say, oh, is it well with your husband? Is it well with you? Is it well with your son? She said, it is well. She told her husband, it shall be well. But when she got within shouting distance of the man of God, she said, it is well. Lord, have mercy. I'm here to tell you that the prophet can bring you a word from God. And when they tell you, it shall be well. But then when you go to God to confirm it, it is no longer shall be well, but it is well. Her boy was laying at home. Her boy was home dead. And all she could say, it is well. It is well. Can you imagine what's running through her mind? She is focused on her faith, not on the dead son. She focuses on her faith. She is so focused on faith in God that Elisha says, there's something going on, but the Lord hasn't shown me. Lord, I want you to see this. The reason why God didn't have to tell Elisha was because God had already confirmed it with the woman. There was no reason to tell the prophet when the woman has already established. Too many of you are looking for words from people when you need a word from the Lord. When you get a word from the Lord, you won't need a word from people. Stop telling everybody. Tell God. My faith. Oh, I can't get no help. I can't get no help. I know that's not proper English, but that's just how I feel. I can't get no help. She said, it is well. It is well. When she finally reaches the man of God, the Bible says she throws herself at his feet, and then what's in her heart comes out. You see, faith drove her. It drove her to the man of God, but there she begins to confess what she feels. What I loved about it, I know some of you are going, yeah, but she was still a bit upset. But if you look at the text, it will tell you that she didn't confess her being upset to her husband. because he couldn't do anything. She didn't confess it to the driver. He couldn't do anything. She didn't confess it to Gehazi. He couldn't do anything. She confessed it to the man of God. Why do you always have to tell your troubles to your pastor or to one of the assistant pastors or to the deacons and the elders? Tell it to God. We can't do anything but point you to the God who saved you. Here's what she says. She says, didn't I tell you not to play with me? I didn't ask for that child. I had settled myself into the reality that I wasn't going to have any children. You come back around here now and you got me all stirred up. Elisha says to Gehazi, he said, please take my staff and go on back to the house and put it on the child. The woman said, you go ahead, Gehazi. I'm staying right here. I ain't going back with you. I'm staying with the man of God. Elisha says, I'm going with you then. And then she walks back with him. And when Elisha gets back to his room, he saw the child laying on his bed. And the Bible said he stretched himself over the child. You see, some of you have gotten to a place where a touch from God won't do it. You need God to stretch himself over your situation. You need God to just put himself over you completely. You don't need to have him hover over you. You need him to touch you in a way where you can feel his presence undeniably so. I'm telling you, we serve a God that if your faith is increased by the preaching and teaching of the word and it is released into the realm of the supernatural, will show up and stretch himself over the difficult situation that the devil has put before you. And God will stretch himself over it in a way that he will hide you from the devil. The junior prophet prays, and life comes back into that child. All because this woman said, it is well. The degrees of her faith, it shall be well. That's hope. Faith says, it is well. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, whatever situation you are confronting today, if you are here in this building under the sound of my voice, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, from the moment you walked in through these doors, it is well. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the reports that you had in the past are giving way right now to the supernatural anointing, and God will go before you and change the doctor's report. I hear the Holy Spirit saying what the devil meant for evil, God is turning into good, for this light affliction, which is but for a moment, is not worthy to be compared to the glory which is about to come out of you today.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.